Authorities in Georgia have arrested a third man in connection with the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. In a press conference this morning, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation said they do not think there will be any more arrests, and those who have been charged have been charged. Arbery, who was black, was jogging when he was shot and killed by two white men in February. The man who recorded video of that shooting is now charged with murder and attempted false imprisonment. Here's Emily Jones from Georgia Public Broadcasting to explain.
The graphic video of Ahmaud Arbery's death provoked an angry and emotional response when it became public earlier this month. Arbery's friend Akeem Baker described watching the video earlier this week on a Georgia Public Broadcasting talk show.
I was heartbroken to see my friend being hunted down and killed like some animal. My heart just ached for him. It was like it was just open season on his life.
2 months had gone by with no arrests by the local police. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation stepped in the day the video became public, and within 2 days, the father and son accused of killing Arbery were behind bars. Gregory and Travis McMichael have been charged with murder. But many have also called for the arrest of the man who recorded the video, William Roddy Bryan Jr. It's been a theme of protests over the last 2 weeks.
The videographer, the chilling silence when he was recording the murder, the modern-day lynching of Ahmaud Arbery. Say he got to go!
Chris Stewart is one of the lawyers for Arbery's parents. He points to what Greg McMichael told police the day of the shooting, that Roddy tried to intercept Arbery as he jogged.
They didn't just say he was there. They said that he participated and tried to box Ahmaud in and cut him off. I mean, that is participating in a crime.
William Roddy Bryan and his attorney maintain he was not involved and was just a witness. They have denied Bryan had any relationship with the McMichaels. According to a statement from lawyers for Arbery's family, they're relieved by Bryan's arrest. It's the latest step in one of several ongoing investigations. The GBI is looking into the handling of the case. Arbery's family and their supporters are also calling for the removal of two local prosecutors who dealt with the shooting. And defense attorneys for the McMichaels have said there is more video of the incident that will come out in court. Most legal proceedings in Georgia are on hold until at least June 12th because of the coronavirus. For NPR News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.